And William Hansen is here, who's an etiquette consultant and a social commentator. Also, great fun on Twitter.
Well, I mean, last night, for example, if you want to know what I had for my dinner last night, I had sausages, ratatouille and leeks.
Sausages, so, ratatouille and leeks. Welsh leeks?
Yes. Yes, well, there we go. Oh, yes. Well, I don't know where they had come from, but, you know, that is your national vegetable. So there we go.
The thing is, I'm trying to work out, what are you talking about? You said dinner. Do you mean tea, don't you?
No, I mean dinner. You mean dinner as well.
You mean lunch. You're talking about lunch.
No, I'm talking about my evening meal. You know, the thing I have at 7:30.
That's not dinner, that's tea.
No, that's dinner. Tea is after, that's scones at 4 o'clock. Which, obviously, we don't have every day in England. It's only on special occasions. But no, it's tea, that's tea.
I'm Cardiff-born, Cardiff-bred. We call it tea around here.
And we all ate well, and we had breakfast, lunch at lunchtime, i.e. 1 o'clock, tea or tiffin in the afternoon, about 4 to half past, and dinner in the evening.
You call it dinner, do you, Jeff?
I call it dinner, and I was born in Cardiff as well.
Yeah.
And I've always called it dinner if you eat in the evening.
Yeah, sorry, William, what did you say then?
I said sensible.
Sensible man.
I'm calling it.
So he's sensible and I'm not sensible because I call it tea.
Yeah.
Right, ridiculous, Jason. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Else, Jason.
Well, obviously, we're talking about whether we should follow the English and learn to eat properly. But obviously, this tea and dinner debate that William and I have started is absolutely gone mad. My Twitter account has gone into meltdown. What, all schools across the UK are getting it wrong?
If they call it school dinners, they're getting it wrong. It's lunch.
This is
a dinner lady, isn't it?
Yeah. Or for being correct,
a dinner lady.
Or...
My dinner lady wasn't. I never called her a lunch lady.
I mean, we at my school we had caterers.
You had school lady caterers.
Well, and men as well, caterers, or the chefs.
William, why are you getting so bogged down in what meals are called? The fact is that they should be eaten and enjoyed. And what they call them is neither here nor there. Now, I was brought up with breakfast, elemses, lunch, tea at 4 o'clock, and dinner at 8. But, you know, that is merely the way I was brought up, you know. But if you want your main meal at 4 or 5 o'clock, then it's tea. That's it.
William, sorry to cut across you. Have you ever been to Barry in South Wales?
No, I haven't, not yet.
Listen to this. This is from Jeff in Barry, who's told us about his menu last night. Five fish dippers, 2 waffles, a tin of beans and 2 eggs, washed down with 2 beers. And he goes on to say, for tea. The English don't know what a half and half is either. It's always tea from Irene. So let's just test that theory with William. William, if I said to you, tonight we're going out for a chicken curry half and half, would you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I'd have absolutely no idea.
Can you imagine what I'd be inviting you to?
Half, would it be so like half of something and half of another?
Yeah, keep going. You're on the right track.
And we're going for a curry.
We're going for a chicken corn half and half tonight.
It wouldn't be half chips and half rice.
Yes, it would.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of that?
No, ghastly. No. And some of the people that I was at school with who I'm still friends with to this day, and they're lovely people.
It's the national dish of Wales, a chicken curry half and half. What's the matter with you?
Chicken curry with chips. You can't. Chips go with fish and maybe chicken nuggets. You don't put them with, you know, spicy prawn balls or your chicken passanda or something like that. That's just wrong.
There is something wrong with you, William.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. Thank you. I'm a picture of health.
I'm going to invite you. Come to Cardiff in 2 weeks' time. We're going out for a curry and you're going to have a chicken curry half and half with me.
You're
and I'm even going to treat you to a double keema naan. Do you know what a double keema naan is?
I have no idea, but I will in 2 weeks' time.
Just two keema naans.
We go out for dinner.
Just two keema naans, that's all. Double keema naan. I'm looking forward to it already. I cannot wait to take you down to Chipan Alley. You are going to have the time of your life. So, William, you're not going to stand me up now then when I put the date in the diary for a chicken curry half and half in Chipan Alley?
No, if it's mutually convenient for the both of us, I'm there, Jason.
It will be mutually convenient. It will be convenient for me, don't you worry. Simon Wright, do you want to come out from this curry night with me and William?
I do. I'd hate to miss that, yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a hell of an experience.
I think
you
I know
do
where
not
we're
want
going.
To miss it, yeah. William, so how's the Hansen diary looking?
In 2 weeks' time, it's looking quite clear, and I have family in Bristol, so I'm only, you know,
oh, perfect.
Over the bridge, so
perfect. And I'm going to pay for you as well, okay?
Oh, James,
it's on me.
What's the dress code? Jackets?
Dress code?
Black tie?
Caroline Street black tie? I think you would end up in A&E.
Right.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much, William. We'll be in touch. We will be in touch.